Shalom, everybody. It's very good to see you all. I am getting used to you people. That means I'm getting to know you people. And the more I get to know you, the lessons, become more appropriate for each one of us, our neshama. Because you are not here only for your physical body. Really, we don't take care of your physical body, but we put your spiritual aspect into a proper perspective. Automatically, your body will follow your spirit. If you are sad, it's not that there is any problem with your body. It's because your soul is not fed. If you don't achieve, if there is a problem in your physical world, understand that the root of everything in the physical world, the cause of everything in the physical world, you find in the spiritual world. You do not move your finger from down to up or vice versa unless first was thought about in the spiritual world. You don't blink an eye unless it starts from the cause, and the cause starts from the spiritual world. We are connected as though when we go into puppet show, we are connected. Not that somebody is really running my life and my movement. That somebody is my higher self. That is controlling my physical world, in Kabbalah we call, is my neshama. The worst pain that I feel in this world, God forbid, it's because my neshama, my higher self, has seen it fit and appropriate for me to go through those trials, those experiences, some painful, some absolutely magnificently delicious. All for me to be able to correct myself, build myself, better myself. God has created man in His image. What that means? That means if I have two eyes, God has two eyes. Chachamim tell us that the midot and the characteristic of what God has and wants us to develop within ourselves has appropriately put for us to achieve and to bring it into ourselves. That means we said we have seven midot. There are seven character for a Jew. Now, before I define what Jew is, who is Yehudi? Which is, if you see, is the name of Hashem, is Yud K Vav K Dalet. It's Yehudi. What makes me me? What is important in me? What is in me that's worth anything? It's how much willpower I have. That willpower comes from my neshama. How much I am aligned to my neshama, to my higher self, more I have access to my willpower. We call willpower in Hebrew ratzon. We go to Torah and we look at Torah, and the Torah says, look, I brought you out of Egypt. You went to Egypt. You became a slave. And Egypt represents in Torah when I become addicted to a bad habit that does not allow me to reach the truth, my completion, my tikkun, my elevation, my aliyah and coming close to Hashem. Hashem says that I took you out of Egypt and I am going to bring you to Eretz Zavat Chalav V'Davash. That means I took you out of Egypt. I saved you from your own misery that you took yourself and you became habitual and you became bonded as a slave to your habit. I helped you to come out. And then I saved you because again the habit came after you and reminded you and said, you know, how beautiful it was when we were together. Example. Every one of you, look at one thing that you became habit to. Smoking a cigarette. Eating. Sex. Something. Because as soon as that became part of your habit, you became a slave to that habit. You wanted that pleasure. And you really, this habit takes the will away from you. Sometimes you don't want to follow the habit. But the pleasure is so strong that you cannot say no to it. Even though you know it's not good for you. Even though you know it's not good for you. And then you try to get rid of the habit. And you do for a couple of weeks. And then suddenly you come to a circumstance. And boom, in a second you lose it. And you start the habit again. And this time that you started, it will be much more difficult to get rid of. Every time becomes more difficult. And you come to a point that you scream to God and say, God help me. That's what the Jews did in Egypt. After 210 years, they scream to God and says, look, we cannot do it without you. We need you to help us to come out of Egypt. We cannot do it. That's one aspect. Another aspect, that God made us in His image and His demot and gave us a nature called desire to receive for oneself alone. The baby opens the hand, you put the finger, day one, first hour, first second, grabs your finger. All of us, we are full of lacks. Every day, we need things. We achieve what we want, we get, still we are hungry. Pit'om. Pit'om is one of the cities they say the Jews created in Egypt. Pit'om is a pear that doesn't have end. Keep on putting in it, I still want more. You say, I want $1 million, you get $1 million? You say, $1 million is nothing, how about 10 million? You get 10 million? You say, 10 million is nothing, you put it in front of a baby. He says, no, I need 100 million. There's no end to it. That's Egypt. Now God, Pesach, took us out of Egypt. And when He took us out of Egypt, the Egyptians found out what they lost. They came out of the Jews. God saved them. That means God says, Hotzati otcha, I took you out of Egypt. Hitzalti otcha, I saved you. Velakachti otcha, and I took you for myself. Vegaalti otcha, even your soul, I elevated. I brought your soul to the extent that accepted the Torah and said, Na'ase v'nishma, I will do everything you tell me, irrelevant of understanding or not understanding it. God gave the Torah. The Jews made again mistake, and they created a new God for themselves. We know the whole story, that on 1st of Elul, that the Virgo, 1st of the month, Moses goes for the third time to the top of the mountain to God. And says, look, what you ask us, it's difficult. Without you, we cannot do it. You have to continuously help us. It's not enough that you took us out of Egypt, you saved us, you itzalta, hotzata, itzalta, lakachta, ga'alta, everything you did for us. But you need to be with us continuously because we make mistakes. This was the request of the Moshe. The point that we lost the first time that you gave us the Torah is because temptation. We are not strong. We didn't want to make mistakes. But Bnei Yisrael makes mistakes. We a little bit lie. We call it white lie. We steal. We hurt people by saying things, by doing things. We don't mean it. Our love is not really love. We don't restrain yourself. Really, we don't have a harmony with everybody. So God says, okay, write yourself a new tablet, Moshe. Listen what he said. He said, Moshe, write it for yourself. What that means? Pasal lecha. Pasal in Hebrew means pasul. Something that is not good. What God told to Moshe? Because Yom Kippur, which is 10 days after Rosh Hashanah, after the Jews made Teshuvah, which we're going to talk about it, what happened? Moses came back with the second set of the Torah, right at the end of the Yom Kippur. And this was the Torah that Moshe wrote, Pasal Lecha. That means, Moshe, write down what is not good in the Jews. What are you planning to correct? What are you going to do better? Write it down. And I second it. What literally God is telling us. We are in the month of 30 days of Elul. We said it's the month of preparation. It's only a preparation. Preparation of what? To look at 1 year of my life. And look at my characters. And go through exactly 7 levels of my character. And I repeat it just quickly for you to remember. We have said it many times. It's how much love of sharing is within me. And love of sharing is not that I have any aspect of receiving is in it. It's only one thing. Ratzon, desire to share. For sake of what? For sake of my God. Not for sake of anybody else. Just for sake of God. Why do I love my wife? For sake of God. Why do I love my children? For sake of God. Why do I love you? For sake of God. Why do I breathe? For sake of God. Why do I work? For sake of God. Is it possible to do all the time? Very difficult. But it's not impossible. Because This is the purpose of creation. So I am going to sit down and look at seven midot. One is love, and second is how much power of restraint is within me. How much I have willpower to stop myself not to do things that I'm not supposed to do. How much willpower I have. And how much knowledge I have to use this willpower. Ask yourself the question. And if you are lacking in any of those, write it down, and this is the time to go to God. Says, God, I am missing these points. My goal is to become good. And I will explain what that means. And further on, how much harmony is in my life? Ask your question. And then go and really recognize how much harmony is in your action. God doesn't look at you, what you think. Doesn't give you a penny for your thought. I guarantee you. But God gives a tremendous amount of attention to what you do. That's why we said Elul was created by Yud, and Yud is a ma'aseh. It's action. Action. We go, come back to it, and then look at, say, how much ambition I have. And what kind of an ambition I have. I want to be the Mr. Trump of the Jews. Or I want to be the richest man or most powerful man in Jews. That's what ambition is. What is your ambition? What is your ratzon? Is in your ratzon, which Torah calls ratzon eretz, is your eretz, your ratzon, your will, is kenani? That means desire to receive for oneself alone. Or is eretz Israel? Is your willpower, is a willpower of a Jew? Are you a Jew by name? Or your action are action of a Jew? Is your willpower is a willpower of a Jew? How are your habits? Is your habits are habits of a Jew? Or you have been Americanized? Because, guarantee you, push comes to shove, they're not going to consider you as American. You know it very well. You were born here. You are a citizen, but that doesn't mean a thing. Guarantee. So ask yourself. Is your desires are Jewish desires? Is your characters are Jewish character? Or you're different? Oh, you don't want to have any difference. Well, look. Ich, what they said in before the war. I am first German, and second I am a Jew. Ask yourself the question. Are you a first Jew, or you are a first American? Because if you don't ask yourself, they're going to ask you. They're going to ask. They're asking right now in the radio. The truth is, look at the history in America. When there was a war between Japan and America, where did Japanese end up? Don't forget it. Nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. It's the same. So therefore, Jew has to ask himself, because he has one thing to depend on. I cannot depend on no government. I cannot depend on anybody, and I cannot depend on any force, but the book that God has given me. I don't have anything else. And the only way that I can start and write down and become and have a ratzon of a Jew, God has given me 12 months. And every month, God gives me a chance to develop one character within myself, one aspect of my character. And God's willing, we are going to give you this by end of the class, and this part you had, because these two go together. 12 months, 30 days each month, God first gives me a chance for 30 days, starting from Aries, to understand what it is to be I am. What it is me to be being, being of what? Follow. First I say, I am. 30 days God gives me to understand and to feel what it is to I have. What is aspect of having? 30 days God gives me in twins to feel, I think. God develops my thinking. Gives me the Torah to be able to think how I should think. Which direction should I give to my thought? How would I ensure that my thought doesn't become like a dog that doesn't know his home, but knows exactly the purpose, and I can put that thought in use correctly? 4th month, Cancer, God gives me the I feel. What is feeling? What a feeling of a Jew should be. What a Jew says when Jew says, I am Ani. This Ani is who? He says, Ani? Ani Adonai asher hotzati otcha mi'eretz Mitzrayim liot lachem le'elohim. Ani Adonai Elohechem emet. Ani is name of God. Is the God that took me out of Egypt, and he is God of the truth. I take his name and I make it my own. I say, Ani, I am. When I say, I have, what it means a Jew says, I have. You have what? Ask yourself how much Torah you have in your life. What it is you got. What it is really you have. As a Jew, what do you think we have? We're going to leave it all. And we're going to go. What do you got? When you say, I think, as a Jew, how do you think? What should be the thought of a Jew? Those are the questions prior I go to Rosh Hashanah. That's why I want to start Tishrei, the month of Libra. That's next Tuesday. And then Yom Kippur. And I don't want to go there half ready. I want to be full ready, standing in front of God that says, look, I got one more year with you. And I'm ready. And those are the things that I need. And those are the reasons, and that's why, and I made the effort. So the effort is to ask, okay, I thought, I feel. What a Jew has to feel. I will. What is the willpower of a Jew? And then he said, I analyzed the whole month of Elul. I sat down, I analyzed. Analyzed who? What? Analyzed all my asim, all my works. That's the analyzing. That's the whole month of Virgo. That's why Virgo is such a precise instrument, intelligent to look into detail. Have the consciousness is to look at what? Analyze the, my willpower and my feelings and my thoughts and my what I got, how I got it, how I acquired it, and what kind of a being I am. I am, I say I am. Ani, ani, ani. Ani what? That's the first 6 months. Then I go Rosh Hashanah Tishrei. When we say bracha, what do we say? What do we answer to a bracha? Amen. What is this word, amen? Huh? Emunah? Yeah, it's part of the word emunah. That's correct. What do we say, amen? Yes? El Melech Neeman. That is Reshei Tevot, the beginning of word of El. That means God, Melech, King, Neeman, that you can depend on, right? That's correct. Amen. Numerical value is 91. Aleph is 1, Mem is 40, Nun is 50, 91. Take the name Yud Kei Vav Kei is 26. Yud is 10. He is 5. Vav is 6. He is 5. 26. That's why every time we give Bakhshesh, we give 26. We say, the name of God is big. Right. But inside the name we see is written Aleph, Daled, Nun, Yud. It's the word Ani, but Dal. Daled is added to it. That means the lack. Dalut is Adnei. Now, Adnei is Aleph 1, Dalet 4, Nun 50, Yud is 10, is 65. 65 plus 26. Amen. So that means every time I say Amen, I really had united the Hovaya, Yud Kei Vav Kei, with Aleph Dalet Nun. Hovaya is the world of spirituality. Adnei is the action, the malchut, the ma'aseh, down this world. Every time I do a ma'aseh, which is kadosh, which is holy, which is complete, I immediately unite with its source, which is Hovaya. Every time I make ani, make something not kadosh, it doesn't connect to Hovaya. It's connect to another God. Now, what is complete? How many numbers do we have to write all the numbers? 10, right? Zero, come on. Zero is, that's true, is nothing. But put a couple of those zeros in front of the one, it makes a lot of things. So don't discount the zero. So you got 9, 10. So 10 times 91, which is level of completeness, makes how much? 910. The word Tishrei. Taf is 400. Shin is 300. Resh is 200. Yud is 10. 910. So on Tishrei, beginning of Rosh Hashanah, you have the capability on the most complete level to unite with your Creator. That's what Rosh Hashanah is. Now, that's why it says, prepare yourself before you get to Rosh Hashanah. Preparation is for me to go into my midot and check myself out. That how much of good midot I have, this already we discussed. And against it, there are 7 midot that they are not good midot. And what are those 7 midot that are not good midot? Envy, jealousy, hatred, animosity, revenge, grudge, immorality, impatience, slander, and argumentative. Check it out. Which one of those you have affinity toward? Check it out. Because God wants you right now, Anile Dodive Dodili, we are still in Elul, for you to check against the good midot and bad midot. Check it. And recognize which one of those you have share of. And go to Hashem. Say, Hashem, I really try to be a good boy. I want to be a good husband. I want to be a good friend. I want to be a good woman. I want to be a good person. And I'm trying. But I fail. I don't know. Somehow there is a nature in me, desire to receive, because of this desire to receive, because I am only go after pleasure, because of this pleasure. What are you doing all your life? Why do you go to work? Because you want to enjoy yourself. Do you move a finger if there is no pleasure in it? Yes? Mm-hmm. Like what? Mm-hmm. Let's assume you do. Let's assume you do.
That's right.
And would you please tell me why you do this? So you want to make me happy. You're right. And if I am not happy with you, what's going to happen? That's what you... So in order for you not to have the pain of guilty conscience, you take the garbage out. Very simple. You really don't like to take the garbage out. That's what we understand. But you take it out because the pain is more than the pleasure. So you take that pain in order not to have the other pain. All for what? For sake of amigo. Mio. Myself. And me. And I. We are a happy bunch. Just don't shake the boat. You want me to take the garbage? Okay. Just because I don't want to have a further pain in that. So everything we do in this world is for desire to receive for oneself alone. So I go to God and say, God, I tried it, and God is going to ask me, tell me, did you put any effort to change yourself? In these 30 days, who has made an effort to change himself or herself? Action-wise, not in the mental-wise. Really. Ask yourself. 30 days you had. Less than a week. What did you change in action world? Because if you haven't changed, you are not ready for Rosh Hashanah. That's the reason today I'm going to talk to you. Give you a lesson on Rosh Hashanah. What's the Rosh Hashanah? Labriot. Rebbe, Zichrono Berakha, in his book explains the following. He says Rosh Hashanah is really an internal journey. You take a journey inside you. And when you take the journey inside, and he says it's time for commitment to Hasidut. Now what is he means? By one sentence, he summarized the whole work of Rosh Hashanah. He says, I am making a commitment to Hasidut, to become Ish or Isha, Chesed. Now what is Chesed? It's to do good. To have love. But really what Chesed means? I really want to reduce my Ratzon Lekabel and convert it to Ratzon Lashpia. That means I want to be a cause. God, I want to be like you. I want to be a cause. And to be cause for what? You know, I sat down for a whole month, and this is what we said 3 weeks ago. I really wanted to find out how much you love me. Just please get rid of this telephone. That's the electronic leash. You don't need to be under the leash when you are here. You are a free person when you are in the shul. Don't be connected to electronic leash. That's a leash. Get rid of it. For your own sake. Three weeks ago we asked, how much do you love God? How much do you love God? Would you do anything for sake of God? It depends how much you love Him. You really, because you don't know, you won't give me an honest answer. So, we said there is a help. Find out how much God loves you. At least, forget about you how much you love Him. Because you don't. You love yourself more than God. I guarantee you, you love yourself more than God. Check it out. You see I am right. Because I know I love myself more than God. So now, forget about that part. Find out how much God loves you. And when you found out, When you honestly looked into it, then you will find out how much you love him. Because he loves you. The father and mother love somebody if they see they love their children. If you see somebody doesn't love your child, do you love him? You hate him. So find out how much you love God. By finding out how much he loves you. And then you are ready to come to Chassidut. That means, look, I want to set up my life not on basis of selfishness. A marriage. A contract. A partnership. A life that is based on Ratzon Lekabel, on desire to receive for oneself alone, always will fail. Always will fail. But a marriage, a contract, a breed, a partnership that is based on for one thing. Only I am alive and whatever I do is for sake of God. That guarantees success. Guarantees success. Because it starts with your own family. It starts between you and yourself and your parents and your family and your husband, your everything else. For as long as we have that energy of desire to receive for oneself alone, we always taste the taste of failure in our life. That's why the Rebbe came out and said the following. Is the commitment to become chassid. Chassid, that means to change my desire to receive into desire, ratzon, lahashpia, la'asod, nachad, ruach, layotzri. That means everything that I do, I check out whether this brings satisfaction to my creator or no. If I say this word, if I look at this thing, if I hear this thing, if I form this thing, whatever I do, is this going to bring satisfaction to my Creator or is going to take me away from my Creator? When you start doing this and you see you cannot really implement it, then Rosh Hashanah you come and you say, God, I tried, I cannot. Now, God is going to ask you, what effort did you do? Why didn't you were not successful? Didn't I give you enough willpower? He says, yes, but my willpower has weakened. I don't have that strength to do it. So God says, why? What happened to you? He says, because I became lazy. Now, prior to Rosh Hashanah, find out how lazy you are. Lazy in what? In doing the mitzvot. In doing a good deed. In saying something nice instead of something that hurts somebody. Check it out. And then you come to conclusion that you say, you had many opportunities to do it, but you missed it. So you go back to God and says, God, I tried it, but I missed it again. So here comes God tells you a solution. He says, prior coming to Rosh Hashanah, accept the commitment to become chassid. That means to change your nature. And this you can do only with help of God. But God is going to help those that help themselves. Remember that. God is going to only help those that help themselves. God is not my secretary. And God is not my contractor. And God is not going to do it for me ever. He's going to put the way and the capability and the power in my disposal. But in order to give me the power, the willpower, the way, everything, the knowledge, the chokhmah, the binah, the da'at, to do it, he wants to see an action from my side. Prior Rosh Hashanah. And what that action is going to be? Look into your life. I'm sure you are doing something good. Look at in your life and look at it, see what mitzvah you do, that means what action do you do in your life, and you do it willingly with your own decision, that is considered to be a mitzvah of God. That means you keep kosher. Yes, that's one thing. You say tefillin, you put tefillin, you say Shema Israel. That's another mitzvah. Do you do netilad yadayim? That's another mitzvah. Do you say hamutzi? That's another. Bracha mazon? That's another mitzvah. I'm sure every one of us will be doing a couple of those mitzvot. Prior going to God. Say, God, you know what? I am doing this mitzvah. Netilat yadayim. But sometimes when I get up in the morning, I'm kind of a nonchalant doing it because it became a habit. Okay, what else you know? Okay, now give me the coffee. I did the mitzvah. You're right, what's wrong with it? God. I did it. Didn't you want me to do it? I did it. You told me three times here, three times there, and then I did it, whatever you told me. My dear friends, remember, we are expert to put ourselves into comfort zone. They take us and they put us into the worst situation. In that worst situation, we find a comfort zone. We live with pain, but we start living with pain, accepting the pain, because it's comfortable. Everything, we put ourselves into a comfort zone. So God says, you know what? Take one of the mitzvah that you're doing and do it a little bit better. I want to see you do it. Remind me the contradiction. That's right. Think about it and do it. Every process starts with thought. And that's what I'm getting next step. Every process. Sof ma'aseh b'machshava techila. You don't go to the bathroom without first thinking. You want to have a Coca-Cola, first you think Coca-Cola, then you go to the refrigerator. Huh? It starts, but end result is ma'aseh. At the beginning of the thought, is what's the ma'aseh? It's the malchut, the ma'aseh is important. The thought, God did thinking all the thinking. You're just reprocessing it. But the action is yours. It's the action count. A bad thought doesn't bring you to a good action. Never. Oh, absolutely no. With consciousness, with knowledge, with understanding what you are doing. The nonchalant way of doing Netilat Yadayim as an example doesn't have no consciousness in it. You are like an animal, you are repeating. Dog does the same thing too. Teach him something, he repeats it. Teach a parrot to say a word, says a word. But does he know what he's saying? No. Mimicking. God doesn't want me to be a mimic. He already created the parrot. He doesn't need another parrot. Yes, God gave me a consciousness. For what? To have a choice. How to start? And what direction to go? What direction to go? Because if I choose the wrong direction, I'm going to get the wrong result. God wants me to go through the process. But the end result is what makes it correct or wrong. So at the end of the year, God is going to look at all the things that you have done. Every malchut that you created, every thought that you brought to fruition is in front of him and he's going to look at it. How much heart did you put in it? How much of yourself honestly you put in your action? Or you did it because, well, you know what, you were born and your father and mother taught you to do it, you do it. but you really don't understand what you're doing. God doesn't want that. God wants you to absolutely, that's why he says, look at your mitzvah. How well do you keep Shabbat? How well do you do Netilat Yadayim? How much of your heart you put in your doing the Netilat Yadayim? Now do a little bit more. Now you are a different person. Now you are not the same person. If you change a little bit your action, what have you changed? Whom have you changed? Yourself. And when you changed, and you come to God, and God is going to look at him, because Rosh Hashanah, all of us, we're going to go to God. And God says that, yes, in your heart, you have committed yourself to change. The Ratzon Lekabel into Ratzon Lahashpia. And you have done the effort prior coming to the judgment. Because Rosh Hashanah is the day of judgment. Not that God doesn't love me. As a matter of fact, love me extra. Because he tells me it is in Rosh Hashanah that I am going to give you the possibility for you to change your nature. Now you know the secret of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is you write from Rosh. Pasal Lecha. You write it for yourself. What kind of a life you want to have next year? Write it down. And you know what? I'm going to look at you. How much you are sincere in what you want. How much you really are putting your heart into it. And I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to change your Ratzon Lekabel. I'm going to change you what causes you to fail. To give you a Ratzon of Yehudi. A Ratzon of Lahashpia. Ratzon of Israel. Ratzon Sher Erez Zavat Chalav Vedavash. What is Zavat Chalav Vedavash? Milk and honey. What is milk and honey? What is the color of honey? Gold is gold. And what is the color of milk? Which is chesed. He's going to give you tremendous amount of osher and osher. Osher with ayin and osher with aleph. That means he's going to give you both spiritually and physically the wealth, as long as you have Ratzon Lahashpia. You don't take it for me. Everything you have is for sake of sharing, for sake of God. It's a change of attitude. Now, who is this God? Who is he? Oh, ani? Ani Adonai Elohechem asher hotzati otchem me'eretz Mitzrayim liyod lachem l'Elohim. I am the God that took you out of your Egypt to be your God. And what kind of a God? Ani Adonai Elohechem Emet. I am the truth. That's why, if we go back, I don't know how many of you kept this paper. When I am in a state of I am, that means Aries, I go through 10 layers of thinking. My foundation, my end of the result, we said, is to become humbly to reach the truth. To become humble and reach the truth. Can I have an ego and go to God? No. He says, hey, God, you know, yesterday I made such a deal, I made $10 million. What did you do yesterday, God? Huh? I made one business, one deal. Half Las Vegas is mine. Well, what did you buy? God looks at him and says, well, what's the matter with this guy? So, we said, that's why last week we said that the beginning of commitment for a Jew is to have two energies. First, Yirah. And what is Yirah? Is to know the awesomeness of our Creator. That there is a Creator. There is a force beyond the force. Look at the micro and micro of this creation. For God's sake. The closest star the closest star, at least I have to go about 500 years to reach it. With what power I have. And this is the closest. And they are stars that they are 200, 100 years of light, speed of light for me to go, to reach. How big? You know, we said last year, you take a DNA and you open it up, the distance, if you want to set up this, what it is in one string of a DNA, is the distance more than from Earth to the Sun. And he made it even this much and put it right inside us as a DNA. Come on. Look at the awesomeness. And no accident. So many things floating up there. Here in one small highway, we have about 10 accidents per week. It's only one highway. And what about all those highways? That's how awesome is that. We cannot even understand these distances. Cannot even imagine. We don't have enough pages to write the distances. And here we think of ourselves big, smart. So that's the Yirah. And when I understood this Yirah, that I had it always in my, in front of me, that Da Lifnei Mi Ata Omed, that I understand that somebody is standing in front of me, is the eye of my God is over me, looking at me all the time, and checks everything I do, everything I feel, everything I think. Because he looks at me how I do from start of thinking to the end result. He checks it out. How I process things. Because this is the action. He looks at the action. So if every month I take all these rules that we wrote in this one page, every month, and I looked, and I looked at my goal, then I understand what the Rebbe said. That he said, look, it's a commitment to follow Hasidut. To become of an energy of sharing, energy of being a Jew, a ratzon of Eretz Israel, a ratzon of Yehudi, a ratzon that is going to get me to a destination called Eretz Zavat. What is Zavat? The end letter. Tav. Zavat, Chavat, no. Chalav, the end letter, Bet. Davash, Shin. Tav, Bet, Shin is what letters of what?
Shabbat.
I want to really reach a state of Shabbat. Because with Shabbat, I sit down on the same table that God sits. And I share his food. And I share his table. And I share his time. That's what Shabbat is. That's where the Ratzon Yehudi is going to take me. And if the Ratzon is not Ratzon Yehudi, and it's a Ratzon that is given in the Galut to be of 70 nations, which are not Jews, which are not like us, they are made only to have Ratzon Lekabel. God wants it. God gave it to them. God made them. God set them up like this. But for a Jew, God thought and came and asked one thing. And remember that. Tasu li mishkan veshochanti betocham. That means ta'asu, asiyah, action. Make a mishkan. Make a place for me within yourself so I can reside in it with you. Give me a space. Let me come in. Let me be part of your life. Be part of your thought. Let me see the beauty of the creation through your eyes. Let me feel the feeling of love of a child. Love of a son, love of a mother, love of the father, love of the being a Jew and love of being Knesset Israel. By the way, part of all this action, the secret of Rosh Hashanah, is in the parasha that we read this Shabbat, Nitzavim. Nitzavim is your standing. Your standing. And the Torah goes the following way. And I write, like to read you from the parasha. And this is really the beginning of Tishrei, months of Libra, months of balance. And the most important point in the months of balance, months of Tishrei, Libra is what? The consciousness of me is dead is the consciousness of us. In every astrology book you go, the definition of Libra is the fight is not anymore me. As soon as Libra becomes into me consciousness, it's the end of that energy. As soon as Libra changes the consciousness and understands us, Libra is on its way. What is the problem of Libra? Libra is the balance. Knows the good side perfectly. And knows the negative side perfectly. Sees the dull side. She or he sees it so perfectly that gets bamboozled, doesn't know which one to choose. That's the problem of Libra. Because she lives on the aspect of I. As soon as there is no more I, and is a consciousness of us, then there is no difficulty to make choice. How many Libras we got here? No Libras? One Libra? Two Libra? Those are the good parts of the whole creation. By the way, Libra is the sign of marriage. It's the perfect sign of marriage. It's the best time to consider marriage. It's at the time of a Libra. Let's go to our parasha. Atem. How do we write Atem? Yani you. All of you. Atem. We write Atem. See the power of Hebrew. It's Aleph, Tav, Mem. The same letter, Emet. God starts, Moshe starts the book of Nitzavim. Atem is the word Emet. Nitzavim standing Hayom. Where is Hayom? Hayom is Rosh Hashanah. It's today. Kulchem lifnei Adonai. Everybody. Every aspect of me. And it continues. Lifnei Adonai Elohechem, you are standing in front of your guide, Roshechem, those are that your president, they are the managers, the heads, Afshevatim, Zikenim, those the elderly, and Shotrim, and your officers, and Kol Ish Israel. Everybody is gonna stand, everybody gonna stand in front of God, and God is gonna check out their action. In 2 days. And gives us 10 days to reconsider. To literally change our way. And the Yom Kippur we say, you know what, God? I honestly don't want anything of those physical world. You know, I want really to pray to you with all my heart. And so what do I do? What do I do? I take the most dear thing from my Nefesh, from my animal. What is the most important thing for my animal? Food. Drinking. That's the biggest pleasure. Yeah? I say, no. Is there a Jew that really, even a Jew that doesn't keep Shabbat, doesn't keep no mitzvah, doesn't know nothing about Judaism? But he knows that he has, Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur. You don't eat. You don't drink. Remember, it starts from the father. When the father doesn't exercise, the sun becomes conservative. And when the sun becomes conservative, his sun becomes reform. And when his sun becomes reform, the following generation doesn't know nothing about Judaism. I don't say this. Look at the history of the Jews in America. It's an example for you to see. Not that they are not good Jews, they are hell of a good Jews. Not that there is anything wrong with the Reformed Jew. He's a Jew as much as I am. And he's respected as much as I am. I'm not against the Reformed, Conservative, or nobody. As far as I'm concerned, all of them are Jews. But there is one thing. We consider the culture of Judaism as well. There is a culture to the Judaism. There is a rule and a discipline in the Judaism. And if you don't, you are not a man and a woman of discipline, you don't have anything. You are empty. You are arum. You are bare. Discipline will make you somebody. Will give you value. Your property becomes more expensive when you have discipline. And here it comes, and it says you, every aspect of them, comes to Hashem, and Moshe is telling us, to be judged. And judge for what? Since the conclusion and the goal of the creation is Asuli Mikdash Veshochanti Betocham, that is, make me a place so I can come and share the life with you, to be part of your life. God is going to look how much of it you have done. So ask yourself a question. How much you have tried to bring God into your life? That's the question. Ask me a question. Prior you start asking me question, because I benefited tremendously from last week's question. We are entering into a new 6 months. It starts from I balance, by balancing my life. Because when there is no harmony in my life, when there is no balance in my life, I don't feel good. Then it comes to months of Cheshvan, the months of Scorpio says, I create. I create. Why I create? What is the characteristic of Scorpio? You know what the Scorpio female does? Goes to a dance with a male. And the ceremony of dancing, and absolutely, is a lovemaking. And then at the end, they unite. And you know what she does afterward? She turns around and kills him and eats him. He says, why she does that? She says, look, if there is somebody who takes your sperm and continues, it's me and nobody else. I create. And that's why Cheshvan is the creation, your creation, you create. And then becomes to the month of Kislev, and he says, oh, now I perceive, now I got it, now I understand it. And Capricorn says, I know how to use it. And then comes the Aquarius and says, oh yes, I know. Now knowledge is mine, we're going to get to those points. And here comes the Pisces, says, I believe. Reaches finally the faith. But we see there is a fish going upstream in Pisces and a fish going downstream, and there is a cord that is pull. This one pulls, this one pulls, this one pulls, this one pulls. That's why those in Pisces are a little bit bamboozled. too many pull and push. And Virgo is not any less bamboozled. Virgo is bamboozled another way. As a matter of fact, I do not see anybody in this room that is not bamboozled. That's the truth. Now ask me a question. Let's get ready for Rosh Hashanah. And there is only one word, and honestly, I mean it. Commitment to Hasidut. That means to change my nature of desire to receive for oneself alone and change my Ratzon and make the Ratzon La Hashpia, La Asod, La Asod. That means action of La Asod, Nachad, Ruach, La Yotzri. That means everything I do. Everything I do. First I think of God. Just makes it my habit. That's my character. I want to scream. I want to argue. I want to hate. I ask, is that Godly? Is God is going to like it? Ask yourself, is God is going to like it? And if you honestly believe God is not going to like it, don't do it. Let go and let God. Let go. Let God. As soon as you are capable to let go, as soon as you are prepared to let go, that's the beginning of your success. That's the beginning of your freedom. That's the beginning. Any questions? Yes, please. The question is really honestly, as far as the Torah says, how should I honestly bring up my children? Right. Now, we are at the period that we have a conflict. There is a problem. What is the problem? The problem that initially, we will not quote-unquote being religious. It's really at my young age, what Bet Knesset? What Tefillin? What Shabbat? What kosher? I want to taste all the good foods in the world first. And then I'll see when I have time, I'll go back to God too. All of us, those that we are sitting here, we were not born in a religious home. But we are the lucky ones, and suddenly we took a cup of coffee and we woke up and we smelled the coffee and we smelled the truth. I said, wait a minute, I got to check it out. There is something more than what I have been thinking it's all about. So let me check it out. But in the meantime, the child has been used to the baba and mama that takes me to McDonald's and takes me to all the good foods and all the fatty things that I like, and suddenly they kind of became strange people. They suddenly stopped things. What's the matter with these people? They haven't woken up yet. That's one conflict that we should consider very much. That if I have changed and I have matured up, that doesn't mean my children have followed exactly the same speed that I have. That's number one. Now, number two, most important, because we are very much indulging ourselves and we want to give ourselves the comfort and the happiness and all the goodness of life, we are very much wishy-washy and inconsistent. Today, if I am in a good mood, I talk to my children in one way, and tomorrow, if I am in a different mood, I talk differently to my children. So the child really gets seriously bamboozled. Because then turns around and says, you know, there is some, I love my father and my mother, but there is literally something wrong with them. Yeah. They don't understand. Here, confirmation I have right here. Now, what should we do? There's only one thing that's going to take us home. We made a mistake. Go back, correct your mistake. And stay consistent. Go back and correct your mistake. That means it is okay to go to the children and say, look, I made a mistake. The correct way is this. That is what. Explain yourself. There's nothing wrong with explaining yourself. But stay consistent. Same way God is doing to you. Not every bad thing you do, you get punished immediately. Does he? Now gives you a chance. Another chance. And if you ask extra, gives you an extra. And super extra, it gives you a super extra. Do the same. But he's consistent. His word, he means it. You ask me, as a matter of fact, the most important question. What do you expect of your children? More than anything else? Huh? Can God think about you the same?
No. He doesn't want you to be better than him.
No. You know what? He wants you to become better.
Better than what I am.
Better than you are. Is that fair enough? Is the same question? How much do you want your children to listen to you?
Very much.
He wants the same. Not any less. Now, really children are going to take you and me to university. They're going to give us a PhD. How? By as much as I change myself, and if the children recognize that you, the father and mother sincerely tried and changed themselves, beyond shadow of a doubt, not only they will love you, not only they will respect you, they will change too. But if they recognize you are phony, washy, wishy-washy, you tell me, don't smoke cigarette, but you smoke yourself? That's wishy-washy. But if I see you change, and they are smart, they don't know as much as we do, but they are smart. And if they see sincerity in your action and your attitude, trust me, they become sincere. And in Zohar, it says a very, very nice word. It says, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. If the apple is apple, the tree is an apple. It's not going to give you an orange. It's going to give you an apple. So whoever it is, the eggs come from you and the sperm comes from the Baba. And you two created a vessel and God gave the appropriate neshama into it. And you know what? Your partner with bringing up your children with God. Don't forget that one. Because you started it with God, you're going to finish it with God. So anything you do to your children, look it up. Say, God, what I'm going to about to do, is this going to bring me and my child closer to you or further away from me? If it's going to bring you closer to God, you should scream at him too. That's okay. That's okay. But still in your scream there is love. Then, Bezrat Hashem, everything will follow. If you think that bringing up children is without pain, impossible. Why do you think we get all the lines? Who puts them there? It's part of living. That's life. And thanks God we got them. It gives purpose. It gives reason. Because one hug, one kiss, one success, one good deed pays for all the pains. And may God, those who have children, may God see them, the beauty of the children, and those they don't have may have plenty of it to see the goodness of children. That's the beauty of life. Continuity. Goodness of it. Next question. Yes, please. Now, if I smoke, I should smoke, at least say, look, I smoke. And you know what? I'm very weak to get rid of it. Yes, please. If they quit. You mean I continue smoking and tell my children don't smoke? Yeah. Bravo. Correct. Here it is. I am teaching my children the worst habit in the world. I am addicted. No, that's not what I said. You can be reformed and conservative or whatever you are. You most probably going to take your children your route. I'll give you an example. You brought a very good point. A student sitting in the class looking at a teacher says, teacher, I love you. You're the best teacher in the world. You know what? When I grow up, I want to become like you. And the teacher starts laughing. He says, what are you laughing? He says, you know what? When I was a kid, I wanted to become the president of the United States. Today, I'm your teacher. And if you want to become like me as a teacher, God knows in future what you're going to be is most probably less. Now, if I look at myself as a reform, I say, look, I am a reform, and I want my children to become reform. I bring them out to reform, and eventually they are going to forget, because every time from father to son, the consciousness reduces. It's not going to increase. It's going to reduce. It's going to go further away from Judaism. That's what the history has shown. So us Iranian, give you example, we came out of Iran thinking we are religious, but then we came here and we realized we don't know nothing about religion. About Judaism. Nothing. We thought we are really the top of the line. We came and we realized we are not even the bottom of the line. So we suddenly decided, look, I don't want to be at the bottom of the line. I want my children to know about Judaism. So we all started to send our children to Jewish school. The child went to school. They taught him to be kosher. Comes home, he says, Ma, what you're feeding me is not kosher. He said, who taught you that? She gets up, goes to school, he says, you are teaching my children wrong thing. He says, what we are doing? He says, you are teaching him to be kosher. We cannot afford to be kosher. We don't want to be kosher. Teach him only to be a Jew. Well, what is to be a Jew? You know what? Be a Zionist. What is Zionist? Love Eretz Israel. What part of Eretz Israel? That's how we look at Judaism. That's wrong. That reform business, and I'm not knocking the reforms for God's sake. This us to justifying, you know what? God really doesn't mean that I should keep Shabbat like this. I define how it is to keep Shabbat. You know, God really is not a good architect. I could have taught him a better lesson. I mean, I can't tell him what Shabbat is. That's the attitude we have. And if we want to write the law the way we want to write the law, so we become a conservative. And then after the conservative become the reform, he said, okay, now it's okay. Don't put a kippah. Why do you want to be kippah? Be like all the Americans. Why? Everybody goes to the whatever it is, their temple, they put kippah. No, only the Pope puts the kippah. So only our Pope to put kippah. Everybody go without a kippah. What's the problem? That's my laws. It's not God's laws. That's not Moshe Dat. I'm going with the Moshe Dat. And there is no deviation in Judaism. That's why he says when you come to Rosh Hashanah, the Knesset Israel comes to Rosh Hashanah. The totality of the Jews. So I look at this, is there a Jew that I don't like, that I have conflict with? I go correct the conflict. I say, look, I probably have a bad time with you. I apologize. I'm sorry. You go your way. I go Shalom. I'll call Israel. And that's how I'm going to come to Rosh Hashanah. But whenever we neglect and whenever we get angry that, you know what? If you go to Rabbi Zargari and Rabbi Zargari is going to make you to not to eat at your father and mother's house. What kind of a statement is that? I blame the misery of my children, relation between me and my children to Rabbi Zargari or Rabbi X or Rabbi Y. No, if I ask my children to be Jew, I become Jew too. Either I believe to become to have a ratzon of a Jew, or I don't want to have a ratzon of a Jew. I want to have a ratzon of Americanized ratzon. I want to have German ratzon. I want to have a French ratzon. I want to have an English ratzon. That's your choice. But I'm a Jew. And I want to have a ratzon. Now, ratzon, Jewish ratzon. Now, the word ratzon, numerical value, is 346, is Moshe plus Kole. That means my ratzon wants to go the way that Moshe went. That's it. My way is the way of Moshe. Moshe emet, Torato emet, El Shaddai emet. That's where I'm going to go after this emet. Next. No more questions this time, really? Yes, please. Have a fight with me. Yes. Go ahead, please. Okay, this is the next thing that the Jew says. You know, God wants us to be good. I can be good. I don't need to be a Jew to be good. The statement is correct. But God doesn't want me as a Jew to be a good person. God gave me another responsibility. Tasu li mishkan v'shochanti betocham. Make me a place for me in this world. So I can establish my kingdom in this world, in the lower world. You, Jew, are responsible to do it. I have a responsibility. I don't do the mitzvah because of him. That's Avodah Zarah if I do it because of him. Because of God I do the mitzvah, that's Avodah Zarah. I do the mitzvah because it's good for me. It gives me energy. It gives me hope. It gives me strength. It's for my sake. It's not for God's sake. God doesn't need anything. The mitzvah is for me. It's 248 mitzvah to do because I have 248 parts in my body and each part has a mitzvah. And every time I do a mitzvah, a spiritual energy is connected to that part. If there is a cancer, there is a darkness. That means the light of God doesn't reach that place that has cancer. He says it to who? Bravo! Don't be a phony, superficial. To put a black hat and a black suit and the tzitzit hanging doesn't make me a Jew. I'm not knocking that out. Don't take me against that. No. Superficial, outside doesn't make me a Jew. The Jew comes from the heart. Heart. The Jew starts from the heart. That's why the Rebbe said it's a journey inside you. It's not journey outside you. It's take a journey to go inside yourself. Check yourself out. And that's why the Navi says, I'm sick and tired of you. So much showing off. Everything is outside. You want to look good. I mean, you want to look sexy because they pay attention to you more. You don't want to be sexy because God loves you more. You go buy a stall for what reason? Why do you go put the stall? So you get attention from who? From others. So you do that for sake of God? No, because you lack attention. Because you don't feel strong. You don't feel strong inside, so you fix the outside. Why do you put lipstick? Why do you have to put lipstick? Why?
Yeah.
To who?
To ourselves.
How many hours do you look at yourself?
Not a lot.
Is it all for you?
Yeah.
Yes, that's the whole problem. Everything is for me. Now somebody else comes and says, no, I make myself beautiful for you. That is correct too. Why do you do it for me? Again, fear? Why, you're afraid of? Is there a weakness inside? No. Whatever fear you have is because of the sin that you have made.
Why you're wearing this suit with a beautiful tie?
Exactly, why? Why do you shave?
I promise you. Sincerely, I tell you, it's neither for me and nor for you. It's the respect that of the godliness that exists here. Probably not suit.
But what would you wear?
Something appropriate to the place. That's correct. For respect to Hashem. That's a Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem. I put a hat for Shabbat. Okay, just a moment. Let's go one by one. I'm not going to fight all of you. Yeah, one by one. One by one. Go one by one. I'm easy with all of you. But listen. If the aspect is that you think that I come to Shabbat with my fancy hat, sitting in my fancy corner, and I have the fanciest corner, by the way, is because I want to show it off. Believe me. Absolutely. One thing I tell you, at least I am honest, because I have two witnesses here that on every corner I want a tango or cha-cha, they are saying hello. But it's not what you see. It's what goes in my heart. At least you know that on Friday, I am very tired. Correct? Extremely tired because I get up Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, I get up 4 o'clock in the morning. By Friday, after going through every lesson is like giving birth. By Friday, I'm exhausted. But what do I do? Do I really take a second, honestly, to take a rest? Here I have two witnesses. No. Because I was waiting the whole week for Shabbat. The whole week. I mean, when I finish tomorrow night class, that's